This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and an amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Is there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echolink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York. And there is at least one other, and it looked like there was possibly another station, but that station may have bounced out to come back in, Bob, so be advised.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, I'll stand by and see if they want to check in.
KD2AIT, Echolink repeater, KA3TFB. And at the present time, I'm last on the list of the Echolink. The other party had signed off. Good evening to all. Bill here in Warrendale. Back to net control. Over.
All right, Bill, and thank you for checking in. Also, get back to you in a little bit. KA3TFB. And KD2FPM. Kevin, how's everything down by you this evening? I hope you had a good day.
Hey, good evening, Bob, and a hello to everyone up in the North Country, and I tip my hat to my good friend Bill down in Pennsylvania. Took a little bit of a side trip today, kind of a little unplanned. A friend of mine and I went to visit another friend that was in the hospital up north of us in Cooperstown. And then from there, we were like, hey, let's make a quick trip into Utica to check on Kelly's house, you know, my fiance's place, really quick. So we made a mad dash north. And seeing temps in the mid-50s on the 20th of February is just kind of mind-boggling, considering last week at this time, we were in the deep freeze and in the ice box, and you know, it's just like, wow, a week later and we're like ready to break out the suntan lotion. So that was just kind of humorous. So and of course, all along the way, I played with a ham radio in my Jeep and you know, tried out a couple of repeaters around and impressed my friend a little bit. So all right, with that being said, I will say 7-3. I don't want to tie the repeater up, and I will hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for checking in. And yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed the warm day. It did warm up considerably this morning. We had a lot of sun up here and got into the upper 40s. Worked out good. Then it clouded over, and we started to get the rain a little bit of just light snow, but mostly rain. That worked out good. Yeah, it's strange that we had minus 28 up here a few days ago, and then we've got warm weather coming now, so makes it very enjoyable. I'm glad had a good day anyway and got, at least get out of bed. I hope everything was all right at your fiance's place. Okay, we'll move along to Bill, KA3TFB. Bill, how are things in Warrendale?
Roger, roger, fine and dandy. I tip my hat to everyone there, and Mr. Kevin James, a salute to you, sir. And nice thing that you're visiting someone in a hospital. I do that once in a while when I find out it's somebody there that I know of. I just don't go in cold because they might think you're a weirdo. Well, anyhow, about being weird, listening to Donald Trump here, promising the world. And I don't know how far he'll go. But anyhow, it's good. 61 here. It was 61 today. I went out and did some things without a coat. I even had to cool the car down because the sun shining in there, it got very warm. So we had the temperature in the car at 63 to cool it down in there. I'll take it. I'll take as warm as weather as we can get. And I don't want to hold the repeater down. Good evening to everybody out there. And Bob Fletcher being there. And we'll be listening from Warrendale, a little municipality that's about 23 miles north of the city of Pittsburgh in Allegheny County. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
Okay, roger on that, Bill. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed this. The warm temperatures, that gives us hope that there are things to come. And it warmed up very nice here for a while today, too. Got a little bit of light rain in the afternoon, but not bad. I at least got to hose the salt and the dirt off my wife's car today. I didn't wash it because it's kind of hopeless, but at least get the external salt off of it. And, well, I hope your day was excellent. That's great. All right, let's make another call, see if anyone else, let's see. Okay, I lost my place in the script here for a minute. All right, there's no one else in the queue, evidently. So we'll move along to regular members and guests. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
FM. George, I hope you stayed warm and, well, at least you had some sun in the morning to help charge everything up. Yesterday was a great day for that.
Oh, that's absolutely right. It only got up to a high here of 44. It's down to 39. It was 31 overnight. And we did get about a half an inch of last night of, as Jack, as NFZ would say, the good, all the good stuff, you know, the snow, sleet, freezing rain and all that. It was kind of a mixture of that that had come in the overnight hours. But everything was long gone by morning, and the temperature was up to 33 when I left this morning, and as I said, it got up to 44. We did have some sunshine, and boy, was everything melting good. I made my day, that's for sure. You like my new heating system? That I had my main heating system after last week with the 25 below zero, and that Wonderwood decided 9 years was enough of working, and it started pumping smoke into the house instead, even with the damper wide open. So that was the end. There was cracks and all kinds of stuff there. You know, they're metal, they're steel, not cast iron, even though they have fire brick. So that's out of here, and I got I have that new Vogelvang belly stove in there now. It does equally well with wood or coal. In fact, the Blashak coal, the two nearest ones for that, which is the real old-fashioned Lehigh Valley anthracite, which is far better than the Redding coal that others sell, is up there. I forget the name. It was a refrigeration place up your way there in Old Forge, or McCabe's Mechanical Supply in just south of Watertown, actually between Watertown and Adams Center, are the two only two places up here in the North Country that carry that item. But I think Monday I'm going to be in touch with them and see what they want for what, get someone with a pickup truck to go and get maybe a quarter of a ton just to see how that's going to keep burning and that. Right now I'm very happy. I think I do a little better with the heat, with the wood than with the coal, but we'll see what happens. I always used to the good old-fashioned Lehigh Valley anthracite, which unfortunately is not that easy to come by. As though it specifies, should be used with bituminous coal, but you can't get soft coal anyway, nor can you get any of that good old-fashioned coke. That was the stuff that that Con Edison used to, which of course people would know, that would be the NIMO of New York City, electric company. Back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, that's how they used to get their gas, by gasifying the coal, and then the coke that was the waste from it, they used to put out there for the people to come and take who couldn't afford coal. So whereas today, it's premium price because it's used in the coke ovens now for making steel, usually overseas. More American jobs gone, thanks to the old boss saying that we can't build anything quality in the United States. We got to go to Japan or China or whatever. And I say, you don't want to know what the answer is, because I wouldn't dare say it on here. Anyway, that's my thing for tonight. God bless in 73s. That's who PFM Clip.
All right, Georgie, I totally agree with you. I'll tell you what, given the two, I'll tell you what, I think we put more quality things together and had more jobs that were available for our folks here. Yeah, you brought back a lot of memories with that. I think I mentioned that sometime on early part of the season with coke. I remember us, when we were kids, we had a huge furnace. It was a coal furnace. We used to have to shake the coal to get the ashes down and all the ashes out. At one point we were burning coke when we ran out of the coal. And I think it was Lehigh Valley Coal, if I remember right, back then. I don't know what the coke was. It might have been the same outfit. But I'll tell you what, it does a good job. And I would imagine, like anything else, you find a product that's good for you to eat, the price goes up in the same way with the coke. Very interesting. Well, stay warm, and you will with that new pot-belly stove you got. I've got a little one. I'll tell you what, I was going to make a lamp out of it. The thing is about as big as a 2-gallon jug, probably. But it would be totally workable. It probably would heat one room. But something that... yeah, we've got it as decoration. Anyway, you have a good evening. Take care. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. Well, I spent a little time, like I do every day, with taking Luke for a run around the back roads and down through one of the dirt roads and what have you. Gets wandering around in the woods and having fun in the snow and whatever. Then we took a run down to one of the roads that goes down out to the point, which is probably a good 3/4 of a mile, maybe a little more. I never really clocked it, but got to enjoy that in the sunshine this morning as things are warming up. It started out about 30 degrees and worked its way up to the mid-40s at one point. Then it dropped down a bit when the sun retrieved and got buried with the clouds. And we started with a little bit of rain, but it wasn't bad. Great day overall. Couldn't complain about that at all. If it does the same thing tomorrow, we'll be in good shape. Okay, I'll make another call. Anyone else care to join us? This is N5AOW.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ, Jack.
Yeah, the repeater hasn't dropped yet.
Okay, very good. Good evening, Bob, everybody on board. Yeah, well, we have a beautiful day around here. All sunshine this morning. Got very cloudy this afternoon. Then the sun came out around sunset. But we got up into the mid-50s. Right now we're 42 degrees. And this keeps up, we might lose some of the snow we got here. But my wife is moaning in the other room. Anyway, she doesn't care for the snow at all. Anyway, 7-3's all around. KA2000.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a good day out of it, Jack. I'll tell you what, we just grab at all the sunshine we can get and all the warm days coming, and maybe it's a sign of things warming up a little bit. That doesn't break my heart one bit. I think tomorrow overnight we're supposed to probably get, just like we did last night, probably an inch and a half. And a little bit of snow in the morning, so I think the weather is gradually starting to warm up. All right, I'll make a final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? None. I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency on the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack for checking in, George, Bill down in Warrendale, Pennsylvania, and Kevin in Oneonta. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And Bob, I forgot to mention, if you're still listening, while I was up to my fiance's house, everything was good. The big story was at least there was no swimming pool in the basement, so that means no busted water lines from the big freeze this past weekend, and so that's always a good thing. So, all right, with that, 7-3, KD2FPM will be clear.
And N5AOW. I'm glad to hear that. I know quite a lot of folks were concerned with the rain we had and the melt, and well, at one point the rain got fairly heavy at times, and when the ground froze like that, no place for it to go, and it finds its way. I usually wind up a little bit in the garage, but this year I've been lucky. Last year and a few years before that, parking lot gets plowed over at the firehouse, and huge mounds, and I wind up with a runoff going right into my garage. I'm not too thrilled with it, so. Yeah, I know what that's like with a lot of water. Okay, you take care and have a great evening. N5AOW clear.
KA3TFB logging off the Yucca Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
clear.